Welcome to the Good Mood Boost. This is our midweek show where we have a guest call in and give us their best tip on how to feel good. Here's the cool thing. These are experts in the field of how to feel great. I haven't heard this tip. I'm going to be listening and learning live at the same time as you are. Let's get started. The revolution is here. I'm talking about a good mood revolution. The Good Mood Show is officially evolving and rebranding to the Good Mood Revolution. There's a lot of reasons because of this, but the biggest one is that you can't just put on a fake happy smile and feel good. We know that choosing good moods means also facing our bad moods, of facing our darkness within, and learning how to overcome it. Because happiness is a choice. It's a choice of our perspective. So the Good Mood Show you love is going to continue on under the new name, The Good Mood Revolution. Get ready for the journey. Hey, our guest today is Beth Sandlin. Beth teaches us how we can have joy through movement. I'm really excited to hear her tip. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, I'm Beth Sandlin, founder of Trifecta Pilates, and I'm passionate about sharing the joy of mindful movement with you. When we think about working out, often the focus is on the physical benefits, such as building strength, enhancing mobility, even improving bone density. These are all fantastic outcomes of regular exercise. Yet, there's something more, and that's the positive influence it can have on mood. We now understand that different types of workouts can do more than just get us stronger or stretch out our muscles. They impact how you feel, from reducing pain, regulating mood, even boosting happiness. Exercise is a powerful tool for emotional well-being. For me, the journey began in my early 20s when workouts were all about endurance and physical goals. At that time, I was just starting to get into hiking, and I wanted to make sure I can go on trips without getting exhausted. Over time, however, I realized that focusing just on the physical outcome wasn't enough. I was starting to lose motivation to work out many times because I felt like exercise always had to be long in length or really challenging. And once I learned more about the body, the nervous system, how different workouts can influence our mood, I started experimenting a little bit more and explored different types of exercises that benefited not only my physical body, but also lifted my spirits. And as a cancer survivor, this was really important to me. I've experienced periods of extremely low energy where even getting out of bed to take a shower felt like too much work. And consistent workouts were really crucial for my full recovery from cancer. And they're just as important today, over 20 years later, to maintain my energy levels and to be fully present for my family and children.
Hey, just to pause right there, I just want to celebrate Beth. Great job. 20-year cancer survivor. Really fantastic. And, you know, I just always want to celebrate when we have a chance to celebrate. And that's a fantastic thing to celebrate. Okay, we're going to let her continue.
Because I'm here to live my very best life, and feeling good is a major component of that. I'm sure that you can relate, because after all, you're tuning in to the Good Mood Podcast, where it's all about finding your energy and vitality with what works for you to lead a life that you are thriving in. A big awakening when it comes to working out was the pandemic. For so many people who I work with, they notice that they're consistent Pilates practice was really essential for their mental well-being, and it helped shift their mood, whether it was reducing stress to overall feeling happier during an extremely challenging time that we were all navigating. I want to take the time to talk about a simple acronym that you can use to focus on workouts for a good mood. That's tune in. It begins with tuning in to your feelings. Start by acknowledging your current emotional state and how your body feels, because that's going to help you understand your needs. Recognize what you need from your workout today. Is it relaxation? Is it an energy shift to enhance your energy? Is it to reduce stress? For right now, we're solely focusing on your mood, not the physical benefits of different types of workouts. This will help you navigate your options so that you can choose a workout that aligns with your emotional and physical needs. It could be a gentle Pilates class, a walk outside, a high energy dance class, the long list of options go on. What you want to focus on is what type of workouts are going to be helpful for your physical body and your nervous system. So if you notice that some sessions are more down-regulating or calming to you, you can use those on days when you need maybe to reduce your stress. Then there's other workouts that are more upregulating. They're going to give you energy. And as you're going through your workouts, you're going to hopefully engage mindfully. So you focus on your movements, enhance your breathing, stay present and connected to your experience, to what your body is feeling. This is going to help you to investigate changes. So you can check in with yourself during and also after the workouts. We do this all the time. Physically, for instance, if you're doing a full push-up and it gets to be too challenging, you're going to come to your knees, or maybe you're going to end with a wall push-up. But we can also do this for your mood. If you start a workout and you notice, yeah, this is exactly what you need, rock on, my friend, keep moving with that workout. If you begin a workout and you're noticing you're just not getting into it, maybe shift to a different type of workout. We're not always going to get it right, but the more you experiment and the more you tune in, the more you're going to be able to work in alignment with what is truly going to be beneficial for you. And lastly, don't forget to nurture yourself. Conclude each workout with just a moment of gratitude, taking the time to acknowledge that you took time for yourself, for your mental and physical well-being. This is not only for the slower sessions that are really soothing and nourishing. This is also for a very vigorous session. That gratitude for yourself goes a long way. By following the tune-in approach, you can use your workouts as a tool for physical benefits or even to boost your mood. Consistency is key, but consistency isn't the same thing as constant. So those adjustments that you can make to your workouts based upon different factors like time, physical considerations, and your mood, you'll be able to find more pleasure in your overall exercise routine. And if you're looking to give Pilates a try, I invite you to join me on the mat, either on the Trifecta Pilates YouTube channel or at trifectapilates.com. I hope that you have an amazing and beautiful day.
All right, Beth, man, I really enjoy that message and I agree with it completely. A while back, we had a show called The Upward Spiral with neuroscientist Alex Korb. And Alex said the best happy pill ever created is exercise. Alex studies depression and was someone who suffered from depression himself. And he found the same thing that Beth found, that when we have an exercise routine, our moods enhance. In fact, he goes so far as to say that you're not going to see anyone training for a marathon who has prolonged depression. And his point here is that daily exercise increases our mood just because it releases endorphins in our brain and it releases endorphins in our body that feel good. So Beth, I really loved your points that it's not always about pounding the weights or going for high intensity, that sometimes our bodies are calling for something more stretching and relaxing, and sometimes our minds need something more stretching and relaxing. So a yoga class or taking Beth up on her offer to learn Pilates could be a great idea, or just taking a walk with your dog. Love getting outside. That always boosts my mood. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's Good Mood Boost, and we'll see you next week.